Dear faithful, have you ever wondered why it fell exactly to Friday when our Lord Jesus died, and why therefore it was on a Thursday that he set his final meal and instituted the sacraments of Holy Eucharist, orders and penance? It was that because on that year when Jesus died, the greatest feast of the Jews, namely the feast of the Pasch, it fell on a Friday that year. Pasch was the greatest feast the old people of the Old Testament had, and they had a great and big dinner to commemorate it, and a lamb was usually slaughtered and offered and consumed on the great final meal before this great feast they celebrated. And when our Lord called his apostles together on the night before he was to suffer, he told them these touching words that, "With desire I have desired to eat this Pasch with you." This was to be the last time in the history of the world when the old Paschal lamb would be eaten. Afterwards, it would be something entirely new which was supposed to be eaten and consumed by the people of the world. It was the institution of the New Testament. It was the institution of the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. When the time of the Old Testament was still in force, people had to use symbols. Symbolically, they would slay and sacrifice a lamb to show that they were sorry of their sins, and eat and sacrifice a sacrificial lamb. But now it was the end of the Old Testament. It was the end of old animal sacrifices. Now there would no more be imperfect sacrifice. Now it would be the real thing. It would be the real deal. It would be the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Son of God, the clean oblation. He himself would be offered and eaten by the new people of God, the new people of God, which would not anymore be determined by blood, but by faith and the sacraments of God's Holy Catholic Church. And our Lord also gave us a great and a big example by washing the feet of the apostles. Of course, this was the great act of humility on his part, but he also wanted to teach us something more than to just follow his example about humility. He said, he that is washed need not but to wash his feet, but is clean wholly. But you are clean, but not all." Obviously, much more important than the outer cleanness of the body is the cleanness of our souls. Therefore, we need to be in the state of sanctifying grace. Our souls need to be clean and beautiful in the eyes of God. Just like in the past, it was blood and the old ceremonies like circumcision which determined who was a member of the people of God. Now it's sanctifying grace which has washed our souls clean, so that we might have an inheritance, the New Testament, in near heaven after our death. And in our Lord therefore showed that we not only have to do good acts in this life, it is not just enough to humble ourselves and serve our neighbor as he did, but we also need to keep our souls clean. Good works, they do nothing good for us unless we are in the state of sanctifying grace, unless we have abandoned the dirty sins of the world and chosen to follow our Lord on his way of the cross. Even in the midst of his friends, the apostles, he told them that you are clean, but not all. Even in the midst of the apostles, there was a traitor, somebody who rather chose the gold, or in this case, silver and glittering of the world, and abandoned all the goodness, all the good teachings, all the love and charity which God has shown to him, and instead betrayed him for so that he could have a little bit of pleasure and riches for the short amount of time. When our Lord had eaten this Pasch, the Old Covenant or the Old Testament was forever closed. There would be no more animal sacrifices, there would be no more circumcision, there would not be any more the covenant of blood, but the covenant of grace. And there would be no more the chosen people of God based on blood, but the chosen people of God based on the membership of our Lord's Holy Catholic Church. The Old Covenant was now closed with the Last Supper, and the New Covenant or New Testament of grace had begun. If you remember in the movie, when our Blessed Lord dies on the cross, the devil himself lets out a horrible shout, a screeching and agonizing cry, which he cries when our Lord dies. It was because when our Lord suffered and died, devil knew that his game was off. From this moment on, he knew and realized that he had no chance whatsoever in overthrowing God and preventing his kingdom to triumph. Now, when Old Testament was over, everybody, even the enemies of God, knew and realized that grace was the one which would conquer everything. Love and charity and humility of our Lord had gained everything for his children. From that moment on, everybody would see how useless, how vain it would be to follow the riches of the world, how horribly stupid it would be to change the richness and gold or silver to the grace and charity of God Almighty. On his Last Supper, on the night before he died, our Lord instituted three great sacraments which are means of getting grace in this world, namely Holy Eucharist, Holy Orders, and Penance. And of all these sacraments is the Holy Eucharist, which is the holiest, which is the most holy sacrament, because it's Jesus himself in this sacrament. After the Mass, when we repose the Blessed Sacrament in the side altar, there our Lord will stay. He will be there himself. It's not just a symbol. It's not just a symbolical offering, or it's not just a representation. It is he himself. he has left himself in this most blessed sacrament as an eternal reminder that in the order of God, good always conquers evil. No matter how many Judases, no matter how many crucifixions, no matter how many mockeries we face in this world, because of our Lord's suffering and death, we also know and we can see that good always overcomes evil, if not always in this world, most certainly and definitely in the next world. Because we are not interested of the glory and gold or silver or richnesses of this world. Because we as Catholics, as followers of our Lord Jesus, we know that at our death we will infallibly lose all of those. At the hour of our death, we will lose everything which is precious for us. We will lose our career, we will lose our house, we will lose our money, and we will even lose our dear family. Everything which, and the only thing which remains, is either God's grace or his judgment. And by receiving the Blessed Sacrament, by going to Holy Communion, we know that we have received grace. We are one of God's children. We are one of the members of his New Testament, the Testament of Grace, which is the testament of charity and forgiveness instead of harsh judgment. It is the same sacrifice in every single sacrifice of the Mass as it was on the Last Supper. Notice that when our Lord consecrated the chalice, he said that this is my blood which is shed for you. So it's not shall be shed for you, but that is shed for you. When our Lord said his Last Supper, he also said the very first Mass. Holy sacrifice of the Mass is the one which is the beacon of light in this cold and sinful world. No matter how much we would like to give up or give into sorrows or anguish or troubles of the world, Holy sacrifice of the Mass, which has been the beacon of light in this world for 2,000 years, it still shines. It is still offered, and it is still offered for you and all those people of God who have been ransomed by the blood of Christ and who have made beautiful through his grace. This testament is the New Testament. It's not just the memorial or a relic of the past. It is our Lord Jesus himself. This New Testament was instituted also at the very moment when the hatred of our Lord's enemies was at its highest, and when there was even a vile traitor in the midst of his friends. So if our people hated so deeply our Lord when he was suffering and dying, but when during Easter he gloriously resurrected, how could we ever have any doubts that in the end good will overcome evil? We should on this Holy Thursday be so grateful, so loving to God. We should, like a small child, be his children, because he has ransomed us. He has not abandoned us into our sins, but he has made our souls holy by his grace and given that grace to us through the Holy Eucharist. So, dear faithful, neither hatred of the enemies or the coldness of his followers could step the receiving of the apostles of these great and holy sacraments. So it also for us, no matter how much world hates God, no matter how deeply it plunges into sins, we have nothing to fear, because we, his children, we have been made beautiful through his grace. For the rest of your life, stay very faithful to this glorious gift of Holy Eucharist, our Lord Jesus himself, because as long as you stay faithful to God, he will stay as a loving and faithful father to you. He has overcome evil and he has saved you with this great promise, with this great sacrament. Truly, how could we have anything to fear from the part of the world? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.